Moncrief on News Talk.
You don't need to tell me that, or me to tell you that weddings seem to be getting larger, more complicated, more expensive, and as a result, more stressful to organise. And that's aside from having to consider all the family politics. It's becoming so stressful, in fact, that wedding therapy is becoming a thing, and the US demand for it is soaring. Stephanie Regan is a clinical psychotherapist and the host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Now, there might be people listening, Stephanie, going, all right, you're going to have a string quartet and a jazz band and doves are going to be released at the moment you make your vows. And so no wonder you're stressed.
Yeah. Look, you know, stress is everywhere in the preparation of weddings. And I think this arises from an article in the Times in the UK, and where people are talking about just how much they have leaned and lent on their therapist at the time of a wedding. And like, at one level, if you think about it, people know a lot more about stress. They identify stress early. Also, a lot of people have connections with therapists. So I think that's where this has just occurred. There's greater awareness around it. People are willing to kind of use the help of somebody who has the insight, if you like, to understand the dynamics and maybe to offer them kind of other perspectives and ways of thinking about it. And we're talking a lot here around family dynamics. Anybody who's organized a wedding knows that dealing with your parents' expectations, your friends' expectations, and indeed the expectations of each other, you know, what you both want at that wedding, that's where the whole thing kind of crisscrosses.
Yeah. Because there does seem to be a kind of a contradiction there, in that it is marketed to us all as this is going to be the happiest day of your life. But if you're stressed out of your mind in the run up to it, it's probably not going to be.
And you mean some people may not be stressed? Yes, some people can handle these things, and some people are very aligned. And if you've got people also whose families are quite aligned, you know, where you don't have big egos going on, where you have people who are saying, you know, for example, in my own situation, I would say to people very often, this wedding is not, you know, it's not the parents' wedding. This wedding is the couple. It's the opportunity for the couple to, in many ways, represent their love, celebrate their love, and put a stamp on that day that says something about them. And so it really depends what you expect and what you're thinking. And some people, and we know in different cultures, that weddings are a kind of, really an occasion where you kind of demonstrate your status. You know, you really let people know what you have. And that's part of that whole kind of celebration. And I think our celebrations are shifting. It's becoming much more about the couple and what you want. And if parents are contributing, well, they contribute, but it's a gift. It doesn't give them rights, if you know what I mean, to decide and to determine. That's just all gone. Yeah. To me, that's all gone.
But I mean, that should be the case. But if you've given them 20 grand for the wedding, and then you go, you're going to spend the money on what they might deem to be a waste of money, then you will get that pressure. They will feel, whether they say it or not, that they perhaps have an investment in here, so they've a right to say something.
Well, that's where you have to decide if it's a gift or if it's in fact, you know, a buying of a kind of like a financial bullying where you're kind of, you know, buying your way into making decisions. I think, look, it's complex, and that's why you need people to think it out, talk it out, articulate the issues and see them and preempt them. Because, you know, a guy or a girl getting married, if they're taking 20,000 from their parents, they know that parent well. They know what they expect from it, or they imagine they know what they expect for that money. So these things need to be thought through early. And I think they need to, in many ways, put their own stamp early enough and signal to their family what way this is going. I mean, you will see people very, you know, often very early, they will say, look, you know, we want it to be small. We don't want to have the big extended family. We just want to have a few of our own core friends and your own ABC, whatever. And the signal is early. And I think people then can handle that. They can handle the sort of, that they're clear on what they want. But when it's very, very big and when it's allowed to just grow, everybody expecting things rather than it being clarified, I think that causes a lot of problems.
Oh.
And then, of course, you have the massive issue of second families and, you know, divorced parents. That's a huge issue. in terms of the stresses at weddings. I mean, I was saying to your producer there earlier that I hear it a lot in my own room. People will say, oh, I'll never have a wedding. I mean, I've heard, you know, girls and guys say to me, I will never have a wedding because the stress of dealing with my parents because they're divorced, I just couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. It would spoil the day. I could never enjoy it. And I just think, whoa, that's sad, isn't it? I mean, there's a stress that isn't even coming to the therapist to sort out the wedding. It is, you know, it is really that it's too much. It's overwhelming and they're never going to go there.
It doesn't, that doesn't speak very well of the divorced parents, that they can't kind of put hostilities on hold for a day.
Yeah, that you should, I mean, that you should be able to be an adult on the day. But, you know, even the person writing this article, Sean, she said that what prompted her was that she found herself in floods of tears because she realized this was the first time her parents were going to be in the same room with her sisters and brothers since she was 8.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, you know, like, it's just when you hear that, you can feel the, I mean, even reading that, I could feel the emotional kind of weight of it. And I think that's exactly what's there. You know, there can be a lot of backed up emotion, a lot of backed up sadness, a lot of obviously backed up anger, but it's not always anger. Sometimes it's just the poignancy of the whole thing that all that life has passed and it's 30 years and here we are. And if you can find the something, you know, there's something soft in all of that, that isn't there something lovely in being able to come together, to be together, not to deal with the past, but rather to just deal with the present and the joy of this girl at this moment or this guy at this moment, going into a whole new chapter of life. And, you know, I think it's about helping people to reframe it, rethink it, and I think quite a little bit can be helped. Also, it's not about big, long therapy. We're talking about a therapist who can look in, look deep, as I say, into the kind of emotional labyrinth that's going on or the layered effect of what's going on and help that person to think through what they want, what's important to them, what's worth the risk in terms of insisting on what you want and what's not worth the risk, and helping really people to understand each other's perspective and then make good decisions that feel really true to yourself. And the priority has to be the couple, yeah. Not the parents. Sorry, the couple.
Would it be wiser? Because the usual course of events is a couple get engaged and there may be a bit of a hoo-ha about getting engaged. Mm-hmm. But they haven't really thought about the wedding at all at that point.
Exactly.
And people are asking about dates and they don't know. Would it be better to just kind of keep it to yourself for a while so that you know what kind of wedding you're going to have and then announce your engagement?
Well, yes, but they're entitled to their mad excitement, aren't they, and mad joy. And, you know, and not to be too contrived about it, they shouldn't have to hold back. The point is, couples shouldn't have to be super careful. They're the ones getting married. Parents have had their day. You know, I know I sound kind of tough on this.
I know, but Stephanie, you wouldn't have a job if you lived in that kind of world where people did what they were supposed to do.
No, but I always say to people, you've had your day. You've made your choices. Mm. You know, this is their day. They are entitled to make their choices. And, you know, people are entitled to make mistakes as well. And so, you know, you can't control these things. And it is, I just think the loving thing is to just really be joyful for them and try. Certainly, I think, you know, you're entitled to talk about it and it's good to chat about it from both sides. And that's what I would really encourage. But when people understand more about kind of the unspoken expectation, often they can find a middle ground much more easily.
Yeah. Do you find that you know, a lot of the time there's years goes into the planning, and whether it's stressful or not, there's a tremendous amount of excitement building up to this day.
Yes.
And then afterwards, is there maybe a bit of a fall in the sense
yes.
of, oh.
Wow. Yes, indeed. But don't they call that the post-wedding blues? I mean,
yeah.
It's a little bit like, I think of it like the post-leaving cert blues, where you've put in all this effort and then sort of you have this flat period afterwards because there's an intensity. And also there can be, if you think of it, even if there's no big extraordinary amount of family dynamics going on, and let's say everything is going well, you still have put in an immense amount of effort. And then it's all over. And you do come down off this high. So there is a kind of like a post-adrenaline flatness that comes into play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Stephanie Regan there, the clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. A few texts on that. My wedding was so stressful because my mom was so overbearing with her input. And my poor husband's parents were recently divorced and fought in the entire lead up to the day. The day itself was lovely, but hard to enjoy with all the nerves and anxiety. Someone else says, I had to get counselling for my wedding as I didn't have a relationship with my mother at the time and she wasn't invited. I had to seek counselling in order to cope with my mother being there and to try and enjoy the day as best I could. It was a very mixed, bittersweet day. I can imagine it was. It's not the couple's wedding, it's the bride's wedding. Most of the grooms won't care or stress about colours or napkins, etc. Well, that might be true to a limited extent, but many of the issues that Stephanie was touching on there will affect both parts of that couple. And, you know, also when it's a bride, bride and groom, groom, I should not be all heteronormative about it. My mate told me the night before his wedding, his mother took a look at the seating plan and realised certain family members who didn't get along were sitting next to each other. He never knew because it was an unspoken issue. Needless to say, it was a stressful last minute night trying to rejig everything. Another text says, I work part time in a band that often do weddings, have done for years. The most important thing for the day to go well, have good vibes, is for the couple to be relaxed. A stressed couple can ruin the whole day. Once the day comes, forget about everyone else and enjoy. You should only have one wedding day. Yeah, indeed. But I suppose maybe they have to put in the groundwork to make sure they will be relaxed when it comes to it. Two of our four children were very rigid and followed their own plans entirely for the day. We had to leave guests off the list that we wanted there. We were so disappointed they didn't include us more in their plan. I assume that comes from a parent. Ooh. That's the other side of it. Couples should do what they want for the big day. If you're ending up in therapy, it's not worth giving in to others. And someone else says, this is so sad. I'm estranged from my dad. He wasn't at my wedding. It was 10 years ago. It still makes me so sad. I probably should have gone to therapy. Well, if it still makes you sad, you can still go to therapy about that. I can honestly say now, looking back, I was so overwhelmed and worried about the perfection of my wedding. My fiancé must have thought twice about marrying me. So much stress for one day. I wish I had enjoyed it more. I wonder how many people look back and think exactly that. Because I suppose when you're getting married and all the focus is on you. And then afterwards, people are sitting around and the two of you have to go around and, you know, talk to everybody and act like hosts. And that seems more like work rather than enjoying yourself.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.